Superhuman Radio are all available. Go to superhumanradio.com today.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's Monday. I love doing this. I love being on the air with those of you who listen, who get the message about health and vitality and its linkage to hard work, lots of activity, ancestral diets, and paying attention to your sleep. A message that we've been talking about on this show now in our 11th year. And it's funny because the mainstream is finally starting to get the message. So we have a great show planned today. You know, you get a pair of eyes and that's pretty much it. Can't replace them once they go bad. They're bad. The important thing is to keep your eyes healthy. We're going to be talking with Jennifer Jones during the first hour about ways to keep your eyes young as you age. I am still not wearing reading glasses. I'll be 58 this year. That's no small success for me because, you know, you can look as young as you want. I see guys and gals who look really young and then they reach for reading glasses. I'm like, wow, they must be older than they look. That's the telltale giveaway. We'll be talking about that during the first hour. Second hour, my news director, Alex Leaf, is joining us to talk about some recent research on the Hadza. This is a small tribe of 1,000 or less people that live in Tanzania. They are probably the last known true hunter-gatherer community. And learning about them really opens up doors into our past and actually lets us understand more about our future. So we'll be talking about that during the second hour when we discuss his recent blog post, Eat First, Share Later, The Foraging Habits of the Hadza Hunter-Gatherers. But without further ado, I want to welcome back to the show Jennifer Jones. Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
I'm doing great, Carl. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, my pleasure. So listen, whenever you're on, we're talking about eyes, but it's true. I mean, you can do a lot of things to make yourself look young, but there's one telltale sign that you're older, and that's when people have to reach for their reading glasses. This is just part of the aging process of eyes, but your eyes don't have to undergo that kind of rapid aging anymore, right?
Well, we've certainly learned some things that can slow the process down significantly, thankfully. But yeah, and we're living longer. You know, we are living longer, and our eyes, become more and more important as part of that aging process to have good vision. You know, and not to mention the increase in degenerative eye conditions at a very early age. So we've got people developing cataracts younger than they used to, macular degeneration, glaucoma, you know, serious floaters, vitreous detachments, you know, all of those. And so, you know, we know our lifestyle isn't conducive to good health.
Right.
We're assaulted with so many things. So, yeah, it's something to be very aware of. And as we pursue good health for the rest of our bodies, it's also very important to pay attention to our eyesight and keeping our eyes healthy and strong and functioning well for us.
But I got to tell you, I mean, I think that most people don't even think about their eyesight when they think about what they are doing to halt aging and diseases related to aging. We think about all the major organ systems. You know, we think about our skin. You know, when you look up anti-aging on the internet, you find all these skin products, and but the eyes, it's just taken for granted. They're there. Nobody really thinks about them. I mean, somebody will say, oh, I take vitamin A for my eyes, but that's stopping really, really far short of caring about your eyes, right?
Well, a lot of it has just been the message that has been communicated that there's nothing you can do. You know, basically people have it in their heads. They go to the eye doctor every 6 months or once a year and get their eyes checked, and you're kind of waiting for that brick to fall. You're waiting to hear the bad news, and the doctor says, you know, oh, everything looks pretty good. You kind of, maybe you're getting a little beginning cataract. We'll keep an eye on that. And if it gets bad enough, we'll do something about it. right? Or let's change your prescription, make it stronger because, you know, your vision's worsening a little bit. And so we keep adjusting the prescription and, you know, that's all that you're told. And that's kind of imprinted in all of our minds that that's what we do. We go to the eye doctor, get told how bad our eyes are and take the next horrible step, whatever that is,
right,
without any information being given how we can turn that train around and how we can actually, you know, slow and reverse the process.
So let's,
and there are options out there.
Well, and so let's talk about that. You know, this is something that is never discussed. When you go for your eye exam, your doctor, your eye doctor, whether it's an optometrist, ophthalmologist, obviously the optician is just fitting you with eyewear. They're not the doctor. Mm-hmm. But when you go to these individuals, you know, they really don't even have any interest or background in talking to people about the things that they do that are bad for their eyes or things that they can do that are good for their eyes. You're right. It's almost like it's a given. Like, look, your eyes are going to go bad. There's nothing you could do about that.
Yeah. Yeah. And the eyes are kind of still the last sort of unknown territory. There's a lot of mystery around the eyes. You know, they're part of the brain. And you know, there isn't a lot of information readily available to us about, you know, how that whole process in our aging bodies manifests in our vision. And so, but there is a lot of very simple things that people can do. And many of the things that cause our bodies to age also cause our eyes to age.
Right.
There's not a system in our body that's more affected by our nervous system than the eyes. The endocrine system is directly related to the eyes. So if you're stressed, for example, if you carry a lot of stress and worry, it can immediately impact the eyes. Quite often after somebody has lost a spouse or has been caring for a, you know, a drug addict son for an extended period of time, under lots of stress, these are the people who all of a sudden present with very aggressive cataract or retinal.
Did we lose you? Jennifer? Uh-oh. Okay, we have a technical difficulty going on here, but that's okay because we needed to take a break anyway. So let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Too much on your mind to fall asleep?
Oh no.
It happens to all of us every now and then. Instead of counting sheep, count Sleep Factors, a naturopathic formulated blend that supports falling asleep naturally. No medicated numbing, no harsh interruptions of your body's natural flow. Sleep Factors work in harmony with your body and its natural rhythms, so sleep just happens naturally. Sleep Factors by Michael's Naturopathic Programs. You can find Sleep Factors and Michael's entire line of body-loving naturopathic formulations at your local health food store or online at michaelshealth.com. Practitioner formulated, practitioner approved.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, livonlabs.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. Okay, we had a little technical difficulty there with the connection via Skype, so we've moved to telephone. We have Jennifer Jones back on the line. Hi, Jennifer. You still there?
I'm here.
Oh, and you sound so much better. Okay, so anyway.
Oh, good.
You know, okay, so I have to do like a little bit of a promotional mention here, okay? There's a reason that I don't wear reading glasses at 58 years, soon to be 58 mm-hmm. years old. And it's something that I discovered a long time ago. And it's actually a product I want to talk about with you because the research on this product is amazing. And the fact that more people don't know about it. But this is Wise Choice Medicine's Can-See Eye Drops. You introduced this product to me many, many years ago, probably close to 10 years ago.
Yeah, right after it, actually. I think you were one of the first people when we started carrying the product, yeah.
Yeah, and this notion that I understand how nutrition affects the eyes, but nothing affects the eyes like something you put directly in the eyes.
Well, you know, so true.
And Can-See Eye Drops. Mm-hmm. So let's do this. I want to talk about Can-See Eye Drops just for a second, because this is one of those things that I feel almost an obligation to let people know. Look, you need to know this exists. Whether you use it or not, that's entirely up to you. But you need to know that it exists before you go down a road thinking that particular road is your only option. So Can-See Eye Drops came around because they were actually using them to treat cataracts, correct?
Right. That was what the research was based on. So just to give a quick synopsis. It was, in Russia, at one of the leading ocular research institutes. They were simply, as their, science project for the year, they were looking at the distinctions between healthy eye tissue and unhealthy eye tissue. And they found that there was a growth deficiency of a couple of amino acids in unhealthy eye tissue, whether they just had floaters, whether it was a little bit of eye pressure, cataracts, what have you. They then, and that peptide in particular that was most dominantly present in healthy tissue that was, diminished in unhealthy eye tissue was L-carnosine, and that amino acid in particular. And so then they thought, well, let's try to reintroduce that peptide to the eye tissues and see if we can reverse disease. And they used cataract as the model for this study because cataract was the best example they could find of the reversal of oxidation.
Right.
The oxidative process, if you will, which is the causative factor to every degenerative eye condition. And they started out with rodent studies and got very dramatic results. They had to refine the peptide and make it suitable for long-term use so that there would be no side effects and, worked with that at a great level and came up with this formula that has now been in the marketplace for almost 15 years and without a single reported side effect. I mean, it's a natural peptide. It's a natural product. And they went on to further animal studies and then on to the human clinical trials. And these are double-blind, placebo-based clinical trials that are well-documented, peer-reviewed research that actually has before and after pictures that cannot be denied of the reversal of cataract.
Yeah.
So what that tells us is that it is reversing oxidation at every level in the eye tissues. So what that does for the health of your eyes, all of a sudden your eyes are not fighting to stay healthy. You have just removed the combative component, if you will.
Right.
And so all the healing and repair mechanisms in the eye work at an optimal level now. All the muscle systems are being supported by what? Carnosine. The
right.
same thing you talk about on your show all the time for bodybuilders and how
right.
important that is.
Right.
It's the same muscles, So it was a huge breakthrough. It was presented in Monaco. And to a room full of physicians and doctors who sat there with their mouth open. Many eye doctors were there who could not believe what they were seeing because they had always been told in all of their medical schools and everything that there was no way to reverse cataract. And here were very evident before and after pictures of the reversal of cataract. So it was a huge breakthrough. Huge.
And this is the interesting thing about this product, right? So there are people out there who are being told that they have no choice but to have cataract surgery. And let me tell you something. Cataract surgery, the eye doctors make the notion of cataract surgery sound a lot simpler and less,
Risky.
Well, no, not just risky, but cumbersome on your life. In other words, that the convenience of life changes when you have cataract surgery because the crystalline lens, which is designed to focus, to be part of the focus system along with the cornea and its position to the retina, when they remove that living, moving crystalline muscle, then they replace it with a piece of glass that doesn't flex
mm-hmm.
anymore. And what they do, it's called parfocalization. So they make the prescription of the intraocular lens to be parfocalized so that you don't see great far away and you don't see great close up. You see great in the middle.
Right.
Because they figure, well, far away you can put glasses on and for up close you can put glasses on. So you lose the
yeah.
resilience of the eye. And this is a surgery that is that people should think about before they have done because there are other issues that can happen as a result of surgery. The retina can become detached over time because you change the pressure of the eye for a period of time while the eye is healing. And here's an opportunity to try something first. If it doesn't work for you, that's fine. Then you go for the surgery as you plan, but at least try something first.
Yeah. Well, and I think what you have to really realize is that if you are getting cataract, your eye is in a weakened state, right? There's an imbalance. There's oxidation happening. There's some inflammation going on. There may be something going on in your physiology, in your body, your health, whatever. So there's a lot of things happening, but your eye is in a weakened state. And the only solution that is offered is something that further traumatizes an already weakened system.
Great point.
Okay?
Great point.
And so instead of, even if people were told to, do something to build up their immune system and support the health of their eyes prior to surgery, the outcomes would probably be a lot better, but they aren't. They just go in and further traumatize an already weakened system. Now, cataract surgery is a very successful operation, and the term successful is relative, right? And but quite often, within a year or two, there are secondary issues that manifest. People end up with chronic floaters. They end up with chronic dry eye problem after surgery. That's a very common outcome. And unless you've suffered with dry eye, you can't imagine how debilitating and how painful and how miserable that can be. Okay, these things happen, and sometimes it's months and sometimes it's a year after the surgery. So often it is not correlated to the surgery. Okay, and it's just something that happened as part of, you know, the aging process. But I assure you, it is related to the surgery. These weakened systems are now manifesting in some other degenerative condition. And so you're right. It is, the point being, it is not something to take lightly. If there are no other options, then yes, thank goodness we've got great surgeons and we have these options available. But they should be a last choice, not a first option. And the good results we've had with CanC over the last, you know, 10 to 15 years really beg the question of whether or not it's even a viable option anymore to have surgery when you have such wonderful alternative options available. So.
You know, it's just amazing to me, and that more people don't know about this, and they will just go and they will have their, you know, cataract surgery done. And it's just, it's very, very unfortunate. Give the website, Jennifer.
It's Wise Choice Medicine. So that's wise, like wisdom, choice, like you're choosing something, and then medicine.com. And all of the published, well, not all of it, but a lot of the published research is posted there with a link to where you can read the full study. And then all of the information about how to use the product, the testimonials are there. And, of course, we have a wonderful customer support center. We actually are available to work with you as you're using the product, you know, any experiences that you're having, you know, and you want to report back. All of that kind of information is there for you and for customers who are wanting to give the product a try. It just is so exciting because it's not only, you know, for the reversal of cataract, it just makes your eyes feel amazing.
And I want to talk about this. This is what I want to do. I want to take a break. And when I want to talk about this portion of it. So we're talking about people who have cataracts. They have a problem. They need something to be fixed right away. But we're all developing very, very slow cataracts as we age. It may not be frank cataracts where you have such a blurring of the visual field that you have to go in. But you start noticing like, wow, I have a harder time seeing at night. Differentiating between the glare of the light of the oncoming traffic and the road in front of me. Guess what? That is oxidation of the crystalline lens. That's the crystalline lens starting to get foggy. It's starting to get murky. You may not have frank cataracts, but you are already experiencing some of the preliminary symptoms of this phenomenon, probably once you're into your late 40s, early 50s. So I want to talk about that when we come back, because this is why I use this product. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
MadeByHemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to MadeByHemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. MadeByHemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. I've been using Wise Choice Medicine's Can-See Eye Drops pretty close to 10 years now. It's got to be at least 9. I'd have to go back and look. But it's definitely right in the 9 zone. And I use them religiously. I do take time off. I know when I need to start using them again, because as soon as I take off, I can stop using these eye drops for probably a month and a half. When I start getting to that month and a half, 2 month point, I notice I can't see things up close all of a sudden. I just can't. And I just thought this was me, but then I had gotten Elisa to start using them when she and I first started dating. And now she'll go to me. We've been out of can't-see eye drops now for like a month, and my eyes are starting to bother me. Like, I was at the store the other day, I couldn't read a label. It takes about 2 weeks for it to start to change back. It'll last about a month after you stop using them. But it's one of those things where you really know it's working, because when you stop using them, you go back to where you were and you go, oh man,
it's one of those products where it's not like so many things that we take, that we've read the research and we know it's good for us, that you actually can see the difference.
Yeah.
And I think what you just said, you know, kind of might raise the question for people. So if I start using it, do I have to keep using it in order to see? And it's kind of like vitamin C. You know, you take vitamin C to improve your immune system, and if you don't take it for a while, you start noticing that maybe you're getting colds a little more often and that kind of thing, so you start using it up again. It's very similar. And again, you have to remember, Carl, that you are 58 years old, and you're expecting to be able to read labels in the grocery store without glasses.
There aren't that many people who do
that. And so it's not that the can see is creating some kind of special vision for you. It's what it's doing is it's supporting the health and all the muscle functions in the eye to such a degree that the focusing response can operate as it should be operating. There are no longer any inhibitors. It's removing the inhibitors is what it's doing so efficiently. And so, yes, you can go often several months without seeing kind of a decline, but as soon as the eye becomes deficient in this very essential peptide that we have this wonderful abundance of when we're young and have healthy eye tissue, as soon as we become deficient in that, all of the aging processes resume as they would have been doing all along had you not been using CanSee.
But you know what I would say to the person who says, oh, so in other words, once I start using it, I have to keep using it? No, you don't. You can go back to seeing the way you did before you started using it and get
used
to life like that.
Yeah, exactly.
One other thing I want to mention. If when your eyesight starts to change as you age, that is mm-hmm. only the part, that's the only part that you notice, but your eye is changing. The whole eye is changing. Everything about mm-hmm. it. You know, elderly people start getting a lot more eye problems, eye infections, dryness, and so on. That's the canary in the mine because you can see it. If you ignore that, then just be ready for other eye problems as you age.
Yeah, it's really a red flag. When you start getting floaters, for example, people just say, oh, I'm getting floaters. Well, that's kind of a red flag. You kind of want to look, okay, have I been under a lot of stress lately? What's going on with my blood sugar? Am I a little hypoglycemic?
Mm-hmm.
Am I not, breathing deeply? Whatever it is a red flag to the rest of the body. There's a reason that in Chinese medicine, they use the eyes as the diagnostic tool for the rest of the body.
I was just going to say, back in the old days, they would look at you, and if your eyes look cloudy or glassy or this way, mm-hmm. they would think mm-hmm. that there was something wrong with you. And that's where the term, the eyes are the window to the soul, came from. Because you can look at somebody's eyes and tell them if they and look at them and see health or illness.
Right. And so CanSee, yes, it's going to directly, it's just like gives this amazing boost to the whole immune system of the eye, and it loves it. I mean, quite often people within days of using CanSee will say, oh, I think my cataract's getting better. I think I'm seeing better already. And honestly, the cataract is not thinning that quickly. It truly does take 3 to 4 months for cataract to start thinning. But what they are experiencing is the eye recognizing a very familiar essential peptide. And you just got a happier, healthier eye on your hands, and it's performing better for you.
Yes.
And so it tells you right away that it needs this and it likes it, But the real improvements do take a little time as far as your lens permeability and focusing response and, so many of the other, floaters dissipating faster. Floaters will go away on their own. They will. It's just that CanSee sort of speeds up the process.
Right.
It speeds up the immune system process in the eye. So, and it's one of those things, you can set markers for yourself. You can actually, like you were mentioning, the glare when you're driving at night. That's one of the first signs that cataract is forming or the lens is thickening. And so those are the things you look for to see improvements in once you start using CanSee. You don't have to wait long. It's usually within a couple months you start noticing, that night vision is better, and that glare sensitivity when I'm driving isn't so bad. I can come out of the grocery store into a bright, sunny parking lot and not feel blinded.
Right.
Those are the things you look for to let you know that something good is happening. And once you do, you have a lot more confidence about moving forward and continuing to buy the product, of course.
So one of the other things that has become almost a phenomenon since I've been talking about this product for so long now, and I've been using it for so long, and I am living proof that it works because my eyes are, my prescription for my little contact lenses never changes, and the eye doctor is always amazed on how well I can read after my corrective lenses are on. I can read like a champion without lenses on, sure, because I'm nearsighted. But when you put the corrective lenses on to get me see 20/20, and she's always amazed. And I've told her, she's a little Iranian girl. She's real sweet. She's real nice. And she's been my eye doctor now for probably the better part of 6 years. And I've gone in there and told her why I think it is, and she always she just seems disinterested. It's not like she insults me like, oh, you're crazy. Mm-hmm. But as soon as I go there, she just seems disinterested because even she has been brainwashed to think that there is nothing you can do to make the to help reverse the aging of the eye.
Well, and I think in the medical profession, it's more than brainwashing; it's browbeaten. And there's, you know, there's a real fear of recommending or acknowledging anything that is not, you know, coming to them directly from the pharmaceutical arena, through the mechanisms of information that they are given. You know, they're at great risk, to recommend something, you know, of a lawsuit or anything else that
right.
is not in the main channel. So we do have to be sensitive and not try to convince our doctors who are resistant, because they are doing what they, you know, they pay, they're paying student loans. They went to school and they are doing what they were trained to do. And when they see something that works that's outside of that realm, it puts them in a very uncomfortable position. I have a customer who has actually taken himself off of his glaucoma meds, which against my advice, using CanSee, but his eye pressures got so much better using the product over time, and he was on three different meds, and he slowly weaned himself off, and he had some financial issues. He couldn't afford the medication.
Interesting.
So this was something that he would go off for short periods of time in between when he had money, and he would be going back to his eye doctor. And the doctor would be saying, oh, yep, your pressures look good, keep doing what you're doing, assuming that he was still on his meds.
Meds, right, right.
Yeah. So, you know, you have all these kinds of stories happening, and you have to work within the system as we know it. And we have to be cognizant of that and not try to browbeat our doctors into, you know.
Well, one of the areas that's been a phenomenon since I've been doing this is that people will email me and tell me that they've used the product on their dogs. And I get these emails probably four or five a year from somebody who says, I tried CanSee eye drops on my dog and they worked. And I had one woman who had her Shih Tzu was like blind. He was like in one eye, he had a cataract and the dog was walking into things. And they, you know, the doctor wanted to perform cataract surgery, and she remembered hearing about the CanSee eye drops, and I think she even contacted somebody at Wise Choice Medicine CanSee eye drops and said, can I give this to my dog? And they were like, yes. And so she emailed me and she said that the cloudiness was gone in like 4 or 5 months and the dog is back to normal. And this is an area where we can talk openly about it, I think. I don't think the veterinarians are going to get pissed off at us. But, you know, people who have dogs, dogs develop the same diseases as their owners, because guess what? They're eating inappropriate diets today, too, from kennel rations and puppy chow.
Dog
and all.
Food.
Yeah, corn. Dogs don't eat corn and wheat when they're in the wild.
No.
They chase animals. They catch animals. They eat animals. Okay? Just for the record. And so their diets are causing problems with their eyes. This product works for them as well, right?
Well, it actually even works more efficiently on dogs. Interestingly, dogs do not have the same defense mechanisms in their eyes that would normally break down a product like CanSee, okay?
Interesting.
So it actually has a longer half-life in dogs' eyes. So, and dogs' cataracts on dogs' lenses are more on the surface of the lens than on human lens. You notice that on humans, you don't generally see a cataract until the person is completely blind. You can't see it on the surface of the eye. Dogs, you see a lot of dogs with that blue, gray, hazy look, you know, to the surface of the eye. You can see them on dogs. So when you start using CanSee, you can actually see it shrinking. It actually shrinks from the parameter inward. So you start watching. Dr. Babichev coined the phrase melting snow. It looks like a blob of snow melting because it actually shrinks from the parameter inward. But it's also thinning out at that time. It's not visible to us, but it's thinning out because light plays, you know, all kinds of funny tricks on us when we're looking at a cataract, you know, in a dog's eye.
Right, right.
But the shrinking where you can see the brown parameter is a real good marker for you to follow when you're treating your dog with the drops. And so, you look for the obvious things. Dogs that have cataracts are very hesitant to go through doorways or up and down stairs, where they bump their head on things when they aren't in their familiar surrounding.
Right.
So these are the behaviors that you watch for. They will become more exuberant. They become more playful again because they become more cautious. They're actually becoming more depressed.
Right.
Because they are losing their eyesight.
They can't see.
Yeah, they can't see. And for people to say, oh, dogs can rely on their nose, that's baloney. They actually do get very depressed when they lose their vision. So.
Right.
But yes, it works faster on dogs. You use less of the product on dogs, so it's a lot less expensive to use it on your puppy. And you will see very dramatic results. It's actually a very fun science project because you can actually see the cataract shrinking. It's very fun to do and to go through that process. And people actually get more excited that their dogs are seeing better than they do for their self. And I've had many people who have cataracts who use it on their dogs first, you know, get their dogs eyes good before they treat themselves, because you know how we love our dogs. And so it's been really interesting to hear the feedback over the years from both directions. But I find that people are more happy and more excited when their dogs can see than even for themselves.
But what? But is it just dogs that respond to the Wise Choice Medicine Can-See Eye Drop product, or are there other pets that respond to it as well?
Oh, it's I've had people try it on everything from parrots, you know, and bunnies, of course, you know, any rodent, you know, you can use it on. Horses, we've got a lot of people with horses, you know, race horses. Okay, and so it's very important for them. We still haven't really established the dose for horses. I've had people play around with it, and I've actually had varying results, you know, reported. So I'm not real confident about saying to somebody that, you know, unequivocally it would reverse the cataract in their horse. But most smaller animals, I've had people use it on their cats, although cats generally don't get cataract unless they've been in a fight or have an injury to the eye, and often that means scar tissue. So you're not only dealing with the cataract, you're dealing with the scar tissue.
See, and that's why horses, okay, so horses get cataracts, race horses get cataracts because they're hit sometimes when they wear blinkers and they're running in very, very deep mud. They'll get hit in the face with so much mud, their eyes will be open and they will get a traumatic cataract. So they'll get hit in the eye with a clump of hard earth. And then about 4 months later, you see this almost milkiness come into the eye. That's a different kind of a cataract. That's a cataract from the outside in. That's a trauma. And you may not be able to use an eye drop on that situation to make it go away.
And I have had even people who've had, you know, from baseball injuries to what have you, you know, they have seen improvement. Often when you've got, you know, 2400 vision due to a trauma-induced situation, vision, you know, you're not going to get the kind of reversal response that you would get from a typical cataract. However, I have had people go from 2400 to 2200. Mm-hmm. You know, still not really acceptable vision, but if you're a person who's near blind and you're getting a lot more light in, you know, that's a pretty happy day.
Yeah.
You know, it actually, you know, does help. Yeah. So you're still going to be dealing with, you know, what wouldn't be considered acceptable vision, but you have improved the health of the eye on so many other levels, but it's actually compensating better, often, for the, you know, for the imbalance and for the damage that's been done. So, you know, you are supporting the eye on so many levels, you know, and preventive is just huge, of course.
I think that people in the audience, I think this is my personal opinion. If I would have known about this product in my 40s, I probably would have started on it then, because my eyes wouldn't have deteriorated at all to any great degree. And the reality is, this is one of those things. So they tell people about telomerase, you know, oh, you got to take a telomerase activator. But you got to start young if you want your telomeres to stay nice and long and healthy. It's like an investment. You know, you got to make an investment when you're young so that the outcome is better as you get older, instead of waiting to get old and going, man, my vision really sucks. What do I do now?
Yeah.
While this product will help. I mean, I can only imagine if I would have started with this product 10 years earlier. I mean, the health of the eye is... you can't replace your eyes. You just can't. You can't, and you can't really live a very good life without them. I hate to say it. You can lose a limb and still enjoy your life, but if you're blind, it really limits what you can do to a great degree. And so it's really something that people need to think about. The website is wisechoicemedicine.com. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Michael's naturopathic programs feature synergistically complete targeted formulas that utilize the healing power of nature, nourish the specific systems, treat the whole person, and do no harm. They are designed to give results, like Michael's popular Adrenal Extra, known as Energy Support, which is ideal for people with stressful lifestyles. It contains nutrients that support energy processes in the body, complemented with herbs. Michael's naturopathic programs are available at local health food stores or on the web at michaelshealth.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great-tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit Prime Nutrition and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
I get a feeling there's going to be a riot. Welcome back. We're talking about how to keep your eyes from aging as you age. You know, we talk about the anti-aging effects of so many things like exercise and nutrition and sleep, and your eyes are no different, but sometimes you have to do a little something extra for your eyes, a little something special, because we always talk about the appropriateness of delivery of different supplements and stuff like that, and taking pills for your eyes may help, but wouldn't you rather get the stuff right in your eye where it's going to do its job? And that's what CanSee Eye Drops from WiseChoiceMedicine.com offers. And it's a great product. And I've been using this product for the better part of 9 years now. And the fact that I can read up close, and I have my eyes function fantastically. I don't give them a lot of thought because I give them thought. I think about my eyes so I don't have to give them thought throughout the day. And what I do when I think about my eyes is I put a couple drops of CanSee Eye Drops right in my contact lenses when I put them on in the morning. And it works for people whose eyes are getting older and you're starting to reach for those reading glasses. Give this a shot. You won't be disappointed. I promise you.
So I think it's really important what you just mentioned, Carl, is that you can use these with contact lenses, and if you have them in your eye, it actually, you can put the drops in after the lens is in your eye. So even midday, and so for people who wear contact lenses, you know, the long-term lenses, and they're not taking them out at night, they've often asked if they can use CanSee. Yes, they can, because the liquid actually flows up underneath the lens and is actually held in contact with the surface of the eye for longer periods. And it's being absorbed in, you know, through the eye tissues, not just on the surface. It's actually, you know, being absorbed everywhere in the eye. So not to worry there. There's a great benefit to people who wear contact lens, because it does reverse the oxidation or slow the oxidation of the lens as well, and allows the lens to be worn more comfortably, okay?
Yeah.
You know, I just wanted to say that there's a lot of very high-profile doctors who do recommend CanSee eye drops.
Uh-huh.
Dr. Nicholas Perricone, author of Ageless Face, Ageless Mind,
oh, yeah.
Bestseller,
yeah.
He dedicated an entire chapter to CanSee. He does not sell the product. He was talking about anti-aging breakthroughs in that book. And 17 pages, I think. And it's a fabulous overview of the product. If any of your listeners have that book, you can go take a look at that chapter. But it's a fascinating overview of the development of the product and how it came about and what his belief system is in it. Dr. Bill Williams, Dr. Jonathan Wright from Tahoma Clinic has been recommending the product for many, many years. Dr. Richard Lipman, who's a well-known author, lives in Hawaii, anti-aging doctor. He actually had two astigmatisms in each, you know, one worse than the other in each eye. And after using CanSee for 5 years, he actually healed his astigmatism. And he just gets raving reviews, also someone who does not sell the product. Just, you know, so it's not just us saying this about the product. The research is, you know, solid research, and medical doctors that are, you know, willing to look outside the box are embracing the product and recommending it to, you know, to their patients and people they know.
Yeah.
So I think it's important for people to know, because you are putting this in your eyes, and you want to have some level of confidence,
yeah,
about what you're doing. And so it's nice to hear that there are other high-level doctors who are recommending the product.
You know, the research that went into this product that we kind of just glossed over by Dr. Babayachev. I mean, but the research, mm-hmm, that went into this product early on, I mean, this was not a small group of, wasn't there one study that he published 50,000 plus participants?
Well, they did. Yeah, it was a study about 5 years ago that they did, and the pharmacist who makes the product collaborated with him on this in gathering research. I actually provided some of the data for the research from feedback from our customers. So this was not a clinical report, but it was a report of, you know, people who had gone in and had vision measurements done and then came back 6 months later or a year later and actually had, you know, measurable vision improvement. Okay, and this is something that anybody can do. You can start using the product, and then when you go for your next exam, quite often there is a measurable vision improvement. And so very easy to document. That's not a hard thing to do. And so all of this data was compiled to the tune of 50,000. And there was a big, you know, published report on that that is available. You can go to PubMed.com and type in Dr. Babayachev's last name, and or CanSee, and you will pull up, and our website, actually, we have a link to that study as well. So,
okay.
If you go to our website, you can take a look at that. But, you know, so many things preventively in addition to CanSee that I think are important for people to be aware of, you know, using an eye lubricant, regularly, you know, as part of the aging process, we are sort of drying up, are we not? It's part of what we're doing, and the eyes, unfortunately, are the most sensitive organ in our entire body to dehydration. So, mm-hmm, in addition to drinking lots of water and eating, you know, water-rich foods, you know, simply using a preservative-free lubricant, CanSee is far too expensive to use liberally in your eyes all day long. It's more of a dose use product. But in between your applications of CanSee, you can certainly use any over-the-counter lubricant. That is probably one of the better things a person can do to reduce the stress load to their eyes, and the focusing response is amazing. It almost immediate after you put a lubricant in your eyes, you'll notice that your focusing response improves. So, you know, just little tips like that that our doctors should be telling us that they aren't. But by reducing the stress load, you preserve your sight. It really comes down to that. You know, it's a very critical piece of information for people.
Well, and there's, and of course, there's something that I've discovered. I call it ocular calisthenics. But, when you're using Cansee eye drops from wisechoicemedicine.com, you find that the eyes become a lot more resilient. And as a result, you can actually perform exercises. If you take your finger and bring it closer to your nose and further away from your nose and try to focus on it while you're doing that, those are ocular push-ups, I call them.
But
you're forcing the muscles that flex the crystalline lens to work. And we all know, we go to the gym, when you overload a muscle, the response is that it super compensates by getting stronger. And as long as you have some of these protein amino acids getting into the eye at that moment and feeding these muscles, you're going to actually be able to strengthen your eye, and you may be able to see better by taking this step than just getting back to normal with the eye drops by themselves.
Oh, I think doing the eye exercises, I've had many people actually report just phenomenal results in their vision doing the combination of the Cansee with the eye exercises.
Yeah.
It's a real discipline. This is the challenge. People have the greatest intentions, but, you know, it takes time to sit and do those eye exercises, and it just depends on how committed you are to that process. But, you know, again, compliance. It always comes down to compliance, doesn't it?
I do it while I drive.
That's a good time to do it.
No, I'm joking. I was gonna say, I do it while I drive, and everyone's jealous because they're always beeping their horn and giving me the finger.
Ah, I bet they are.
Because I'm all over the road.
Yeah. So, you know, I think that's true. And being aware, I think, you know, this information is there, and your listeners are obviously people who take care of themselves. The tragedy is the people who aren't aware, you know, and they're just going in to their doctors and, you know, not aware of, you know, that they can impact their health. We are very empowered, and information is power. So,
yes,
you know, very important.
Let's go ahead and plug the website again. It's Cansee Eye Drops. It's C-A-N, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Wisechoicemedicine.com. I'm sorry. It's wisechoicemedicine.com is the website. And not only will you find out all the research behind the product and different size packages you can buy for long-term use, but also there are other bits of information about how to keep your eyes youthful and healthy as you age at that website, wisechoicemedicine.com. How much is a box of Cansee eye drops today? It comes with two bottles, right? Two vials.
It comes with two little vials, and, you know, depending on what you're using it for, if you're using it for preventive purposes, the product will last you twice as long. If you're using it to treat a pre-existing condition, then the dose is higher. So, you know, it can last you from anywhere from 3 weeks to 6 weeks, box.
Right.
All right?
Right.
And so, you know, for example, for preventive use, you're going to maybe only use one or two drops a day in each eye. And for treating a condition, four drops a day. But it's $39 for that one box. And then, of course, we have quantity discounts available.
Right.
So you can get the price down quite a bit if you buy a couple months supply at a time. And the shipping is free. And we also have a toll-free number. That number is 800-861-4936 with product experts that work on the phone and can, you know, answer any questions you might have about your particular condition and support you in that way. So, it's all there. Easy to access.
800-861-4936. Operators are standing by to answer your questions. Seriously, if you have questions about this product, you're thinking about buying it for a relative, because that person has some eye problems, call that number, 800-861-4936, and you can ask questions and get direct answers about
this. And we carry a couple of other products as well that are more specific and often used in combination with Cansee for a specific condition. So if you're dealing with macular degeneration, there's a protocol that we have available for that, or if you're dealing with glaucoma, for example. So, again, you know, and all that information is on the website.
Okay.
So.
Great. Jennifer, thank you so much for making time in your busy day to come on the air today and spend an entire hour with us. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Carl. Great to talk to you again.
Talk soon, okay?
All right. Bye.
All right, so we're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be joined by our news director, Alex Leaf, and we're going to be talking about an interesting group of people, less than 1,000, called the Hadza, and what we can learn from them. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called piezole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Piezole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
MadeByHemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to MadeByHemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. MadeByHemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegish.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Hello.
Today is President's Day. George Washington was the first president of the United States and continues today to be a president with such vision and altruism that we compare all other presidents to him. Thrive Advance is the first protein blend to mimic mother's milk as the blueprint and is destined to change the way we look at protein supplements forever. In honor of George Washington and all presidents who followed him, save 50% off your order of Thrive Advanced by using the coupon code Drink Thrive, all one word, DRINKTHRIV. Go to thriveprotein.com, THRIVprotein.com to learn more about this amazing protein supplement. The Hadza are an amazing group of individuals that live in Tanzania, I believe, if I'm correct. My next guest is our news director. He'll be able to clarify if it's Tanzania or not. Alex Leaf. How you doing, Alex?
Hey, I'm doing well, Carl.
It is Tanzania, right? They live in Tanzania.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So it's just under a 1,000 person population. The Hadza, H-A-D-Z-A, is really probably one of the last known intact hunter-gatherer civilizations on the planet. Is that an overstatement, or is that true?
No, I'd definitely say it's relatively true. There's about 40 studied modern hunter-gatherer tribes that exist today that we know of. Three in Africa, or four in Africa, and others spread across North America, South America, and then there's one in Russia.
And so when we talk about ancestral diets and evolution and all these things, we always talk about them with the backdrop of modernity in mind, when we're trying to find answers for disease, when we're trying to find answers for activity, when we're trying to find answers for how we would have existed before modernity. And so this gives us a really unique opportunity, people like the Hadza, because we can actually see, had we not been interrupted by culture and modernity, where we would have been back then. And that there's a lot of value to that, isn't there?
Yeah, there is definitely. Although, yeah, I would argue the one thing to always keep in mind is that our ancestors did migrate. And so for me personally, I'm entirely from Scandinavia. So the Hadza, they're going to be a little different for me. They aren't going to be directly comparable because as they migrated out of Africa, my more close ancestors consumed a very different diet that was based around fish and the coastal community. But, you know, for the most part, yes.
Yeah, I mean, I guess what I'm saying is you're right. Where your genes evolved plays a large role in how diet affects you, positively or negatively. But just being able to go, gee, I wonder if some of these assumptions that we have from anthropologists are true, we can see if they still play out in these types of hunter-gatherer communities, if they're still doing certain things for foraging or child-rearing and stuff like that. I guess it's
exactly.
It's nice to be able to do that.
Yeah.
So you just wrote a blog, and the blog said, "Eat First, Share Later, The Foraging Habits of Hadza Hunter-Gatherers." Why is it even important? First of all, this is completely counter to the modern message that you should feed everybody first and then feed yourself. Be selfless, completely selfless, and help everybody else and leave nothing for yourself, because then someone will come along and help you. This is completely contrary to that message. But why is this even important? Eat first, share later.
Well, I think that this study is important for a couple reasons. The first being that a lot of our current understanding of our ancestral diet is based on assumptions that we have from paleontological research and all this stuff and data that we gathered from the campsites of where these people live.
Right.
You know, if someone walks into your house, they can tell a lot about you. But it can only go so far because they have no idea what you do when you leave the house.
Right.
And this study that I wrote about is a 12-year-long study that is literally the first to actually document what the Hadza do when they leave their house. When they go out on what are called walkabouts, which they do daily, and they can range in duration from 30 minutes all the way up to 13 hours where they're out and about walking around doing their thing. And what this group of researchers did is they stalked, basically, because they didn't want any to be an influence on what the Hadza did. So they stalked the Hadza as they went out on these walkabouts for every season in the year, and they stalked Hadza from every single campsite that is currently in existence, because the Hadza occupy about a 4,000 square kilometer squared area in Tanzania. Anyway, I'm getting off track. The point being that, you know, they followed the Hadza and they just wanted to document what do they eat and what do they do when they go on these walkabouts. And this is the first study to actually do that.
Okay. So what is their thing that they do? I have to believe hunter-gatherer nations or communities, when they go on these walkabouts, it's to find food. If we believe anything that we've learned from paleontologists, it's that we spent 80% of our time finding and chewing food. So did that ring out true here when they walked about, or was there some cultural aesthetic value to these walkabouts?
No, it was entirely for survival.
There you go. Right.
These foraging walkabouts, they would go on once per day, and the Hadza men would go usually alone, because then they can split out and go in different directions to cover more ground.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes if they killed a large game, like the day before, then they would go out in a group so that they could carry it back.
Mm.
Because, I mean, good luck carrying a zebra by yourself.
Yeah, right.
So for the most part, they go out on these walkabouts by themselves, and their goal is to search for animals, honey, and sometimes fruit. The Hadza diet, for convenience, is categorized into five main food types, and those are honey, meat, berries, baobab, and tubers.
What are baobabs?
I'd have to look that one up. They're a type of fruit.
Okay.
That's like a gooey center with this chewy nut-like outside type. They're a staple in the Hadza diet.
Sounds like a candy bar to me, but okay.
Yeah, I'll look it up when we go into the break. I'll look it up.
Okay. So, but interesting that honey is a prime food group for them. And I see a picture, and you have a picture in your blog. It's a great picture. It's an amazing picture of a Hadza, it looks like man, because it's just his face. He's biting into, obviously, a fresh honeycomb that he just probably pulled out of a beehive. And the bees are stinging his forehead, and he looks so happy because he's biting into this waxy catacomb of nectar. And it's like he's oblivious to the fact that these bees are pissed off and they're stinging him.
The Hadza do not care about the bees by any means.
That's obvious.
They rate honey as being their favorite food, and they forage seven different kinds of honey in the savanna area. Fortunately, some of the bees don't sting, and they can get that without risk, but the honey that exists high up in the baobab trees, those are some stinging bees, and so typically they'll smoke them out to get to the honey. But it's their favorite food by far, and they will go through a lot of work to acquire it.
I wonder if they eat the actual honeycomb as well for whatever nutritive value that it possesses. I don't know what.
Well, you know, it's worth mentioning that of all of the hunter-gatherer tribes that exist in a warm climate area, so this includes all of the tribes within Africa, Australia, the Indonesia area, and South America, 15 out of the 16 tribes that are studied in these areas, they all consume honey.
Isn't that something?
So our love
of sweet stuff is really ingrained in us because we probably realize that it's an immediate, valuable source of energy for think about this. If these people are walking around for 10 hours a day looking for food, chewing that food, carrying some of it home for other people to chew, they must burn an amazing amount of calories all day long.
No, they don't. Actually.
Really? Okay, no, wait a minute. Save that. Let's take a break because this is really getting interesting now. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more of Alex Leaf. We're talking about the Hadza, H-A-D-Z-A. Really interesting stuff. Stay tuned. Do you not
to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle Books store. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered 2 more bottles. And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Too much on your mind to fall asleep?
Oh, no.
It happens to all of us every now and then. Instead of counting sheep, count Sleep Factors. A naturopathic formulated blend that supports falling asleep naturally. No medicated numbing, no harsh interruptions of your body's natural flow. Sleep Factors work in harmony with your body and its natural rhythms. So sleep just happens naturally. Sleep Factors by Michael's Naturopathic Programs. You can find Sleep Factors and Michael's entire line of body-loving naturopathic formulations at your local health food store or online at Michael's. Health.com. Practitioner formulated. Practitioner approved.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. We're talking with Superhuman Radio News Director Alex Leaf. Many of you love his blogs. We're talking about one of his blogs because it's really an interesting discussion to look at a primitive hunter-gatherer population juxtaposed against the backdrop of modernity and the things that we know and we do and, you know, and so on. It really is something. So I just assumed the neophyte that I am, that, hey, you know, they're walking for 10, 13 hours a day. These people are burning up mad calories. And Alex says, actually, that's not true. Talk about that. Do they have altered metabolism to be more conservative since they're hunter-gatherers?
Well, I don't know the answer to that. But I do know that a study published in PLOS One in 2012 went through to a very large extent to measure the energy expenditure of the Hadza. They did this, they had them ingest isotopically labeled water, and they had them wear a GPS tracker to track how far they walked, and they hooked them up to a portable indirect kilometer to measure their respiratory exchange. The amount of carbon dioxide they breathe out and the oxygen they take in. And when they finished gathering all this data, they found that the range of caloric expenditure for this group of Hadza hunter-gatherers ranged from 2,000 to 3,400 calories per day in men, with an average of about 2,650. And for women, it ranged from 1,500 to 2,600, with an average of 1,900.
And the Hadza women always complain that the men lose weight faster than they do.
Yeah, seriously. I would be surprised, though, given the women typically are the ones who go and forage for tubers.
Yeah.
So they're out doing back-breaking labor.
Yeah. And usually, if they have a child under the age of 3, they're caring for that child at the same time.
Exactly.
Although there is some research out there that shows that the grandparents are a key role in the Hadza population because grandparents really participate a lot with the raising of young children.
Mm-hmm. So. Yep.
But anyway, so go ahead. I'm sorry. This is not an absurd amount of calories, you're saying. This is like the average person who sits around the house is burning 2,500 calories a day.
Yeah, exactly. It is notable that when you plot the energy expenditure as a function of the amount of muscle mass that they're carrying,
mm-hmm.
the strongest correlation exists with the hunter-gatherers when you compare them to Western societies as well as farming societies. And this suggests that it's clear if you have more muscle and you move around more, then you're going to burn more energy. And this holds true with the greatest strength to the hunter-gatherers compared to other places.
Mm-hmm.
But it also just goes to show that hunter-gatherers are only active when they need to be, and that they must spend a lot of time not moving around in order to reduce
conserve
their energy expenditure.
You know, and Dr. Daniel Lieberman, I'll never forget the comment when we talked about his book, The Story of the Human Body. And he said, we are genetically programmed to conserve energy, to find ways to conserve energy. That's part of our genetic mission. And he said, look, if you put two coconut trees out, you know, in the wilderness, and you have two primitive populations, and one, they have to climb the tree, and the other one has an escalator next to it, everybody will be standing in line to use the escalator to get the coconuts, because they know, hey, if I don't have to expend energy getting up there, then the nutrition I get from that coconut is going to go a lot further. And so all the things that we look for in life that are we call creature comforts and stuff, we're genetically programmed to eat a lot and sit still. Because life was never like that. We could never just eat a lot and sit still.
Yeah.
Amazing.
So when I was looking through the study here, I just found that the average walking distance per day for men was 11.5 kilometers, which is about 8 miles.
Yeah.
And for women, it was about 4 miles. And this amount of walking accounted for 11% of the energy expenditure of Hadza men and 7% for women.
That's not a lot. So where's the rest of the energy going? Then I want to get back to the discussion about why it's important that they eat first. Go ahead.
Well, you have to keep in mind that basal metabolic rate makes up probably 60 or 70%.
Okay.
When you consider that just staying alive requires at least, 1,800 calories, for myself anyway. And that's also a function of body mass. So it's basically keeping you alive is the most, and then walking, and then, yeah, I don't know where the rest would come from.
So muscle mass is a very expensive thing to have. If you are a hunter-gatherer, your body probably wants to be as lean as it possibly can be and just enough muscle for you to functionally do what you have to do, and not much more than that.
Yeah, and the Hodson men were very lean. The men averaged 13% body fat, with some people being at 7%, and the women averaged 21% body fat, with some being down at 13%.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah.
That's impressive. Okay, so here's what I want to do. I want to take our next break early. When we come back, I want to talk about the topic itself of your blog, which is Eat First, Share Later, why this is even important and what they learned.
Okay,
once they were able to lurk in the dark regions of the jungle while these individuals went around and did their foraging. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great-tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Made by Hemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at madebyhemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to madebyhemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. Madebyhemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, LivonLabs.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation.
Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. We're talking with Alex Leaf about his latest blog. The details, some of the hunter-gatherer foraging habits of the Hadza, a hunter-gatherer tribe that lived in Tanzania. So why is it important that they ate first and then fed others later when we look at these hunter-gatherer tribes?
Well, it's important because it speaks to the emphasis on survival of oneself. The Hadza, when they would go on these walkabouts, about 20% of the walkabouts, they would have nothing. So they wouldn't eat any food. But on more than half of the walkabouts, they would consume more than 1,000 calories. And 85% of these calories, on average, came from honey. And so what was observed by the researchers was that the Hadza, whenever they found any food, they would eat it. If it was honey, if it was small game, if it was baobab, if it was berries, basically anything except what, like game that weighed more than 70 pounds,
right,
they would eat most of it on the spot, and then when they were full, they would take it back to camp to share with their family. And in fact, it was estimated, based on the previous energy expenditure data that we had discussed, the researchers of the current study estimated that the Hadza consume, on average, 90% of their daily energy expenditure while foraging outside of their campsite.
But what percentage? Okay, so what percentage of everything that they acquired represents what they ate on the spot? So in other words, if they came upon some choices of edibles, and they obviously eat all until they're full first, what percentage of that total acquisition ends up going back with them to feed others? 30%, 20%?
Yeah. So the researchers broke that down for us, actually, by the 5 convenience food groups. And what they found is that 99% of all berries that were found when foraging were eaten on the spot.
And that makes sense, mm-hmm, because they damage easy if you're carrying them. I mean, you know, those are things that they you got to eat them right away. It's hard to bring them back, you know?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. For honey, 84% of all honey was eaten on the spot rather than being taken back.
And to me, that's just human opportunistic tendencies. It's like, mm-hmm, you could probably get the honey back because it's in those combs. You know, you can wrap it up with cloth or something, whatever they have as a cloth alternative. I'm going to eat that now. that's driven by the desire for sweet, in my humble opinion.
Yeah, and for the baobab fruit, 63% of that was consumed on the spot,
mm-hmm,
and 55% of small game was eaten on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So for every food group except for large game meat, they ate more than half of what they found.
Yeah.
On the spot while out foraging. And ultimately, the amount of calories provided from these foods could account for about 90% of their daily energy expenditure.
Wow.
And the reason that that this matters is that current estimates of hunter-gatherer diets that were done by Lauren Cordain state that of all of these different hunter-gatherer tribes, about 20 to 40% of calories came from protein, 20 to 40% from carbohydrates, and then 25 to 50% fat. However, this is based solely on what they ate when they were in the campsite. And if you consider the Hadza and the fact that 85% of the calories that they consumed while foraging came from honey, and that honey is pure sugar, and that they ate overall 90% of their daily needs while foraging, then literally like 70% of their calories came from sugar.
This is intriguing. I'm thinking about the whole time I knew where you were going with this. And I'm thinking, I wonder if eating the honey, because it's clear from this picture in your blog that he's chomping down on the whole honeycomb. And I know he's not spitting pieces out either. He's not going, oh, I'll spit that out. No, he's chewing that and he's eating it. I'm wondering what value eating the honey with the comb, the paraffin, and whatever else is in there that little bees build into the structure. I'm wondering what value that has, not just from a nutritive standpoint, but maybe a glucose management standpoint.
Yeah, and we don't have any, like, the data to tell us that because, I mean, who's investigated that? No one, because it's not something that's consumed in modern society.
Yeah. This is really, really interesting stuff here.
But the other thing that I thought was interesting when you think about it is there's going to be a lot of people sitting there going, you know, 70% of their diet is sugar. How are they healthy? How are they so lean? You know, we're designed to eat fat.
They walk 6 miles a day.
Exactly.
They're walking out in the open. Yeah.
They're active throughout the day. So their consumption of all these carbohydrates is accompanied by, I don't want to say high level.
I would say, no, the word is requisite. It was accompanied by requisite activity. Whatever the activity was, whatever the food was, it was driving the activity. They weren't sitting on their sofa eating honey. They were walking through the wilderness eating honey. And if nothing else shows that this is one of our evolutionary gifts when eating sugar, to be active at the same time, all we have to look at is the recent research that came out about 4 years ago that showed that getting up after a meal and walking, even for a couple minutes, had a greater blood sugar controlling effect than even the gold standard metformin. So that tells you that we're hardwired, that when we do eat stuff that spikes sugar, to be moving.
Yeah, and I want to add to that, too. Early last year, I believe, I had wrote about a previous study on fructose, and it took healthy young adults that were in their 20s, and it had them consume 48 ounces of soda per day on top of their regular diets. And the only difference between these two groups is that one group walked about 4,500 steps per day, and the other group walked 12,000 steps per day. And the researchers found that in the group that walked 12,000 steps per day, all of the detrimental effects of that sugar consumption that was observed in the group that walked 4,500 steps was completely abolished. And in fact, the group that walked 12,000 steps showed health improvements despite consuming 48 ounces of soda per day.
See, this is why you have to be very careful about science today. Okay, science today likes to talk in absolutes, but there isn't. Everything is conditional. Everything is conditional. So sugar's bad if all you do is sit behind a desk, sit in a car, sit on a train, sit at your kitchen table, sit and watch the news, and then lay down in bed. Sugar bad. But if you're somebody who's a laborer, you're a brick mason, you're carrying heavy stuff, you're on your feet 8 to 10 hours a day, or a landscaper, totally different situation. If you're a hunter-gatherer, where you're spending 80% of your day on your feet looking for sugar to eat, guess what? Sugar may not be so bad. It's about, it's all comes down to different circumstances when we look at nutrition. And this is why we have to be careful about digging our heels in like we understand nutrition. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen. With results literally from workout one, you'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered 2 more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. Everything in science is conditional. Unless you're a mathematician or a physicist. Your world is all about physics, where you can actually make outcomes occur over and over again with the precision of math. There's a lot more going on here. So this, I mean, this had to just had to make you laugh, Alex, when you were getting ready to write this article, realizing that they were eating so much sugar and they're so healthy.
Hey, Carl, I can't hear you. Sounds like you cut out.
Oh, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Alex?
Yeah.
Okay. I think it's my microphone. I think I'm due for a new mic. This one is like 9 years old. So you had to laugh when you saw this data, this information that they're eating so much sugar in the form of honey and they have no issues with metabolic disorders whatsoever.
Well, yes, because I, you know, if you've been staying up to date on my blogs, I have probably 10 out there now that show how consuming fructose isn't as bad as people think. And so, you know, this is just another one of those things that shows, like, you can't demonize any one nutrient. You know, it's conditional, as you have said.
Right.
And, you know, it really just, from a practical standpoint, I would actually love to talk about how this relates to all of our listeners out there from a practical standpoint, if
okay.
we have time.
Let's go for it right now. Let's do it.
Okay. So consider just your daily life and whatever your goals may be. And consider that the function carbohydrates play in the body. So carbohydrates are necessary for athletic performance in the gym when you're performing high-intensity activities such as weightlifting or sprints.
Yeah, we have a whole industry, intra-workout drinks.
Yeah.
For that reason.
But more so also for people looking to gain weight, it's been shown that overeating on carbohydrates, you store less body fat than when you overeat on fat. And also consider that the overeating on carbohydrates will boost performance in the gym because of glycogen supersaturation. And so there really are quite a few benefits of having a higher carbohydrate diet, within reason, of course, with the caveat being that you need to match your physical activity levels to the amount of carbohydrates that you're eating. And this may also explain why there is research showing that cardiovascular risk factors improve to a greater extent in low-carbohydrate diets in overweight and obese individuals, despite similar weight loss. It's because they aren't very active and their bodies are more insulin-resistant.
Right.
So let's say you decide to eat a higher-carbohydrate diet. What are some things that you can do to make sure that those carbohydrates are doing you good? Well, the first is to be active throughout the day. Now, that's not practical when you work an 8-hour job, but there are small things that you can do. So gene expression involved in fat metabolism and glucose management has been shown to downregulate after about 30 minutes of inactivity, such as sitting. So rule number one would be, you know, if you are sitting, then set a timer and get up for 2 minutes.
Every
30 minutes.
Okay. I was going to say 25.
And just walk.
What about getting up every 2 minutes, for 2 minutes every 25 minutes? Don't even wait for the 30 minutes to roll around.
Yeah, that would work too. I mean, 30 minutes is just kind of like, you know, an easy number. So get up twice during an hour and move around for 2 minutes.
Hey, Alex.
Yeah.
I'll be right back. I'm going to go for a walk. No, I'm looking.
Okay, I'll keep talking.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, no, I'm literally walking around my house right now because, you know, why not?
Right.
I'm talking on the phone, and what we're discussing at the moment doesn't require me to be in front of my computer.
Right.
So I'm just walking circles around my house. I have a Fitbit, which I love to use to track, and I walk personally about 7 miles every day. I will go for a mile walk as soon as I wake up in the morning, before I've had anything to drink, and I will go for a walk after I eat breakfast, after I eat lunch, and after I eat dinner. And it's become so ingrained that it kind of hurts, you know, your mind when I don't get to do it now,
right?
Because I've been doing it for years now, and it's become a habit.
Yeah,
and
that's great.
I can say that my blood glucose regulation does great. My lunch will consist of about 2 pounds of potatoes alongside oatmeal, and my blood glucose never breaks 120.
Right.
So anyway, so get up twice every hour and be active. Even if it's doing push-ups, doing some air squats, or just walking, just do something to tell your body that you aren't, you know, dying and laying in bed all day. If you can, get a standing workstation. But again, don't just stand there like a statue, but twitch and fidget, which will probably happen naturally since no one likes standing perfectly still. But the standing workstation has another benefit in that you don't need to get up out of a chair. So this encourages you to move around more because that extra step isn't there. And being as small of a step as it is, it's amazing how large of a barrier it can present.
Very interesting. And it makes perfect sense, too, to just stand, move around a little bit, a couple times an hour. I mean, if that's the difference between staying lean or developing a metabolic disorder, I would imagine that people would be willing to do it. But it's so what else was really interesting about this particular, I mean, because when I first looked at the headline of this blog, I actually had this socially driven cringe, like, wow, you know, that's, and when you were just describing how the Hadza men would eat so much after foraging or finding before they'd bring it back, that's completely counter to what our civilization is like today, where you're supposed to, you know, feed everybody, feed them first, and you know, and then feed yourself last because that's noble. What does it say about social structure and social constructs that we've adopted today and how counter they are to the way we're really hardwired?
Well, I think it just has a lot to do with the fact that our current society doesn't have a scarcity of food.
Right.
Because you can guarantee that if the apocalypse came, every person would be for themselves. When survival is the most important aspect of your life, then you're going to eat first and share later.
Right.
But in our society, we don't need to worry about survival from a food standpoint. It's probably the Hadza. Their foraging is probably driven by the goals of getting enough calories to eat themselves, so that way they can maintain their activity levels and then go hunt for larger food and have the energy to kill more large and riskier game to feed their families. So, you know, because if all the hunters die in their society, then they're going to have some tubers that the women forage, but ultimately, I mean, they aren't going to be able to survive.
Right. Yeah.
And so it's more important for them that the hunters stay alive and provision themselves with enough calories and energy so that they can continue to gather food.
Yeah. No, I mean, I always think back to a discussion I had with Elisa many years ago, when she kind of used the analogy with me, like when you're on a plane, they say, put your mask on first. You know, if the oxygen kicks in, put your mask on first and then assist the person next to you if they need assistance. Because if you don't take care of yourself, you're no good to anybody else, which really is the way we're hardwired. But we've been, that attitude has been bred out of us again because of abundance. We're not surviving. We're not trying to survive. We're not against the wall, so to speak, trying to survive. so we can be more benevolent and generous and put ourselves in the back, because we know we're still going to have food when it comes to us. Anything else that really jumped out at you when you were writing this blog that surprised you about this research?
Well, I mean, the fact the study lasted 12 years was very impressive. And the researchers, the group of researchers who did this was from all across the world. You had one from the University of Roehampton in the UK. You had Yale, the University of Las Vegas, and Cambridge University was also involved. So this was a very large study. And, I mean, the fact that they covered every season and every area that the Hadza inhabited within Tanzania. So this is strong data. I mean, it's not an isolated incident. This is representative of the entire Hadza community that lives in Africa. And I think it also really speaks to how data on hunter-gatherers, if data that says that, oh, you know, they didn't eat for these days or whatever because the hunters came back empty-handed, I think that we can now say that doesn't always represent that food acquisition failed, but rather that it failed to produce a surplus to share.
Right. Interesting.
So people who will say, you know, famine was common, or we constantly went into a ketogenic state, all this stuff, might not necessarily be true. At least not for the foragers of the group.
Yeah. And very, very interesting. I think research, I mean, you're right, 13 years to be lurking and following these people around, that's a really, really, really large commitment. And I'm sure there's a lot of other research that's going to come out of this effort that's going to be surprising. I heard that they tried to do something similar with the Kurawa tribe in Indonesia, New Guinea. But the researchers, they'd send them over there and they would never come back. You know, that's the cannibal tribe in Indonesia. That's
yeah.
Funny. Send us your researchers. They taste so good. Anyway, it's funny. No, this is really good stuff. The blog is on superhumanradio.com. If you want to read it for yourself, Alex has all the different graphs associated with the research up there. The picture of the Hadza hunter biting into the honeycomb with such adulation and joy on his face while the bees are stinging his forehead, and he doesn't care. He's like, who cares? I got honey. I'm good. Sting away. I think that's worth the visit alone. Eat first,
yeah.
Share later. The foraging habits of the Hadza hunter-gatherers. It's on superhumanradio.com. Go there, read it, and share it. Great work, again, Alex, always.
Thank you.
Okay.
It was fun talking with you.
Talk to you soon. We also want to thank Jennifer Jones. Check out wisechoicemedicine.com for more information about the product that keeps my eyes youthful. I swear you will not be disappointed if you try Wise Choice Medicine's Can-See Eye Drops. Again, it's wisechoicemedicine.com. I just heard an old spot that we ran, and that's the wrong website that we gave there. It's wisechoicemedicine.com, so check that out. Keep your eyes young. It's your only way to get around. Stay tuned. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's the end of the show. It's a minute and an hour and 56 minutes. So we're pulling the plug now, a minute early. How do you like that? Go have fun. We'll see you tomorrow.
Prime Nutrition is proud.